Lift him up, April 23. All heaven in watching. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. This is an age of unrest, and the youth drink deeply of its spirit. Would that they could be made to realize the importance and the peril of the position they occupy. Would that parents and Sabbath school teachers could be led to see their duty to guide them wisely. Never before have there been so many important interests at stake. Never were such momentous issues before any generation as await the one now coming upon the stage of action. Never were the youth of any age or country so earnestly observed by the angels of God as are the youth today. All heaven is watching with intense interest for every indication of the characters they are forming, whether, when brought to the test, they will stand firmly for God and the right, or be swayed by worldly influences. God has a great work to be done in a short time. He has committed to the youth talents of intellect, time, and means, and he holds them responsible for the use they make of these good gifts. He calls upon them to come to the front, to resist the corrupting, bewitching influences of this fast age, and to become qualified to labor in his cause. They cannot become fitted for usefulness without putting heart and energy into the work of preparation. Christian principles must be developed by being cherished and brought into active exercise. Self-control must be gained by earnest effort, aided by the grace of God. When the young choose the service of Christ and prove that through divine aid they have the moral principle to govern self, they are a power for good, and an influence goes out from them that leads others to glorify God. It is a divine law that blessings come at some cost to the receiver. Those who would become wise in the sciences must study, and those who would become wise in regard to Bible truth, that they may impart that knowledge to others, must be diligent students of God's holy word. There is no other way. They must search the scriptures diligently, interestedly, prayerfully. Precious words of promise and encouragement, of warning, reproof, and instruction are there found. They will learn of Christ's love, the value of His blood, and the wonderful privileges afforded by His grace. The Bible should ever be the Christian's textbook. Of all books, it should be made the most attractive to the young. If they drink deep of its spirit, they will be prepared to withstand the wiles of Satan and to resist the temptations of this infidel age. By its simple beauty of language, its elevated sentiment, its unerring truthfulness, its tenderness and pathos, the Word of God is well calculated to impress the mind and impart rich lessons.